Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Kara McLaughlin. Kara has written in a variety of capacities, including blogging, magazine, and essay writing, as well as a self-published book. She is a Challenge B tutor and homeschooling mother in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Rhetoric is the use of knowledge and understanding to perceive wisdom, pursue virtue, and proclaim truth. The Conversation, page 38. If I had to sum up my favorite memories of the elementary homeschooling years, it would be hot cocoa and buttered popcorn days. Those were the afternoons where we would sit on the couch with books in hand, reading for long swaths of time and enjoying the learning adventure together. I'm not saying this happened all the time, but when it did, it was a joy. Now, if you ask me what my favorite moments are in the high school years, I would say the surprise of amazing conversations. So far this year, we have had the chance to discuss ideas as a family that I never thought a teenager would care about or want to understand. We have tackled issues from how we feel about the death penalty to whether Trump's solution to immigration is viable. And we've posed questions like, is global warming real? Did the New Deal contribute to America's welfare dilemma? And why was the Panama Canal so influential in America's rise to power? I'm not sure why this is such a surprise. If I'd been following along in the classical education model, we are right where we should be, in the heart of the lively discussion so fundamental to the development of any high schooler's budding rhetoric skills. The three elements of the classical trivium are the art of grammar, typically emphasized during the elementary age, as students love to memorize lots of information. The art of the dialectic, stressed during the middle school years when students enjoy making comparisons and connections. And lastly, the art of rhetoric, explored when high school students relish the opportunity to put the ideas together, draw out truths, make the ideas their own, and teach them to others. In The Conversation, Lee Bortons reminds us that we can look at any topic of learning and use five key tools to foster dynamic conversations. These are the five canons of rhetoric, originally used by Aristotle, and they offer us an organized way to think about and break down any subject or idea. They allow us to look at any subject together with our students and find truth, beauty, and goodness in the process. The best part is that you can use them every day, for any topic, as a way to have a great conversation with your child. Mrs. Borton shares, quote, "These foundations make guiding your child's classical education through high school not only possible, but also rewarding beyond your wildest imagination, especially if the coursework is surrounded by conversations. As you learn the art of rhetoric alongside your high school age student, you'll be developing the skills to have a rewarding and fruitful conversation about any subject that you encounter," end quote. Page 33 and 34, The Conversation. The Five Canons of Rhetoric in a Nutshell. The five canons of rhetoric are invention, arrangement, elocution or style, memory, and delivery. At first glance, it appears that these five tools would only apply to writing and speaking. In the months ahead, we will walk through each subject and look how we might apply the five canons. But first, let's look at each one of the five canons of rhetoric and how to make them part of the homeschooling day. Tool 1, invention. Before your student begins to speak, write, or create something, he must first identify the truth he wants to present and the audience to whom he will be communicating it. Page 43, The Conversation. Invention asks the question, what should I say? Or what do I want to share? It draws from a big pot of ideas that your student has already learned in the earlier years, or identifies areas for research now that he has a desire to know more about the subject. I think this is one of the best parts of learning together. You may start with questions like, what do you already know about this? Or what would be the most interesting thing to discover about this idea? This tool is where curiosity, discovery, and love of learning intersect and are filled with possibilities. A big whiteboard and large sheets of paper can become the ticket to discovering new places in your students' thinking. Tool number two, arrangement. After determining what he wants to say, your student will need to decide in what order he should say it. Studying arrangement in this way allows you to talk about choices and consequences with your student. This train of thought should also lead your student to consider how he arranges his own life. Page 44, The Conversation. Arrangement asks the question, in what order should I say it? It encourages your student to present their ideas in a manner that persuades, informs, and gives the best thoughts. It is drawing from the big pot of ideas, then choosing a logical order to introduce or advance these ideas. This is their chance to practice organizing their ideas in a way that not only makes sense, but accomplishes what they set out to do. Tool number three, elocution or style. Elocution may be as simple as showing compassion for the reader by proofreading an essay, or as complex as creating an extended metaphor in a poem, or putting a fine glaze on a piece of pottery. Like anything else worth doing, elocution requires practice and the willingness to do it badly at first. Page 45-46, The Conversation. Elocution asks the question, how should I say it? It encourages your students to select the most fitting words and expressions of ideas that demonstrate truth, beauty, and goodness. In my homeschool, this is the most difficult part. It takes lots of practice to get really good at drawing out the choice words and expressions, but it is time well spent. As a student learns how to present their thoughts in a clear, meaningful way, they are honing important life skills. Tool number four, memory. Great orators memorize their words so that they could throw their entire bodies into presenting the speech and speak naturally. Page 46, The Conversation. Memory asks the question, how should memory inform my presentation? It's not just about memorizing a speech, an idea, or a collection of facts. It is looking at the material to be shared and seeking ways to make it memorable to both the speaker and his audience. Your students are drawing from what they know in order to share what is true. Like the great orators, they should seek to share their ideas comfortably, confidently, and naturally. Tool number five, delivery. As our student prepares to engage the world in more ways than ever, with less supervision than ever, you as the parent will have the opportunity to talk to him about the way he presents not only his words, but also himself. Page 47, The Conversation. Delivery asks the question, how should I present this truth in speech and action? This is the heart of the high school years as we're learning how to put all of our ideas and actions together to present in the larger classroom, the world. Practicing the expression of spoken and written ideas with your students is one of the greatest gifts as a homeschooling parent. As you hear and see their ideas develop day by day, you are privileged to get a glimpse into the person that they are becoming. Putting the five canons into practice in your homeschool. The great news about the five canons of rhetoric is that they are probably already a natural extension of what you're doing in your homeschool. If you're not having rich conversations with your high school, look for the opportunity to make that connection. Set aside a time in your day when you're not rushed or distracted, when you can pour yourself a cup of tea and listen to their ideas. Make it a moment of encouragement for them by letting them share their thoughts fully. If you want to make it even more delightful, pop some buttered popcorn, make some hot cocoa. These precious days are going fast. Have some beautiful conversations and make some memories today.
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.